A noontime anti-war protest in Hartford, Connecticut last Thursday led to the arrest of 18 people as they engaged in an unauthorized march toward U.S. Senator Joseph Lieberman's office. About 200 protesters briefly blocked traffic as they marched in protest of U.S. bombing that they say is adding more civilian deaths to a tragedy begun on September 11th. According to eyewitness reports, police told the protesters to get out of the street. When the marchers refused, the police drove their police cars toward the marchers at high speed, braking at the last minute as if to scare people onto the sidewalk. As protesters neared Senator Lieberman's office, observers say the police shoved some in the crowd with their clubs. Then they suddenly began beating, pepper spraying, and arresting selected members of the crowd. Kathy Wong was a participant in the march and an eyewitness to the arrests.
When they just grabbed people, they arrested people. I saw people getting pepper sprayed. There was one man who went down. There were three police officers on him. One was kicking him, one was hitting him with a nightstick, and one was spraying him in the eyes with pepper spray.
After the arrests, police set bail at $10,000 to $15,000, amounts which were raised as high as $50,000 the following day. By late Friday night, all 18 were released from jail, but they and their supporters remain angry with their treatment by the police and the legal system.
Some of the charges included inciting a riot. It was far from inciting a riot. We are holding peace signs. We are nonviolent. A riot is violent. Like, that is totally what we were against.
Police say that the high bail amounts are appropriate. Hartford Police Lieutenant Neil Dreif told the Hartford Courant that because some of the protesters were charged with felonies, and many of them live out of state, high bail amounts are needed to ensure that they show up in court. City Councilmember Elizabeth Horton Scheff isn't so sure. Horton Scheff, a member of the Green Party, has tried to implement police reforms in Hartford, including community policing and psychological testing of officers. She has requested a written account of the arrest from the police, and she is talking to protesters in an attempt to understand what happened. She remains suspicious of two things: reports of police beating a man in his 60s, and the very high bail amounts for civil disobedience.
Usually under those terms, you get a a smaller fine, you go to our community court, you do a, 2 days with the community service, and it's a done deal, but the bail set very high on some of the kids.
The incident raises fears that the public's right to protest is being severely curtailed. Norm Pattis is a civil rights attorney representing those arrested, and he thinks the arrests and the court's treatment of the nonviolent protesters point to a moment of crisis for the United States of America.
The bonds were clearly set as punishment in violation of the Eighth Amendment to the United States. It was a chilling moment to be an American, to stand in court and watch a judge impose a bond of $50,000 on misdemeanor charges. To me, it's one of the most frightening times to be an American since Lincoln suspended the writ of habeas corpus. We have an Office of Homeland Security. We're declaring war on ourselves, and it seems as though civil liberties are about to be suspended. We don't even know who we're looking for, and suddenly we've all become suspects.
Despite the growing penalties for voicing disagreement with government policies, protesters say they will continue their struggle.
It's scary when you see police right next to you with their, ready to beat you down, but I mean, I think it almost strengthens a cause and shows that, this has happened, but we're not going to let that stop us. Our country right now is killing innocent people, and people need to know that. And so that's why we're taking these steps.
For the Urbana, Illinois Independent Media Center, I'm Peter Miller.